the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Buzzsprout has shared the top podcast apps on their platform. Apple Podcasts accounts for just 47% of all downloads. Spotify is next at 24.4%, and Google Podcasts is third with just over 2%. Buzzsprout tells us that half of downloads come from the US. These are the lowest numbers yet for Apple Podcasts from a podcast host. Google Play Music Podcasts appears to have finally been retired, and for the first time in 882 days, Google Podcasts no longer has a competitor from Google. It's time to remove all of those Google Play logos from their website. We never liked them anyway. We've updated our special website at isgoogleplaymusicpodcaststillathing.com.
Hello, it's me, Sponsorbot. I love you. Here's a promotional message.
Fable and Folly are in the running for an Audioverse Award for that. It's Sponsorbot, which in WeFix Space Junk performs the sponsored ads. Their listeners love the sponsor messages so much, it was them that managed to get Sponsorbot nominated. Advertising that people like. Whatever next? UK Broadcasting Union BEC2 has launched a podcasting branch. It should help with standardising pay and contracts. Rockwater published the second part of a report about smart speakers and microcast growth strategy, saying that it's time to figure out your at-home audio strategy. A podcast host, Fireside, has added support to get podcasts into Amazon Music and has added an option for a Breaker listen badge as well. And Stephanie Coombs is the new podcast content and partnerships director at ARN, which runs the iHeart Podcast Network Australia. It's a Monday, so it's time for some tech stuff. If you're wanting to upgrade your Apple Mac to Big Sur, well, Descript isn't compatible yet, but everything else appears to be, though, unless you know better. This podcast is coming to you on Big Sur. Everything looks a bit different, it's a bit weird, and they've changed something with this USB microphone, and I don't quite understand it, but I'm sure I will soon. Anyway, back to Buzzsprout's new figures that I mentioned at the top of this podcast. We link to the code that they use today to identify podcast agents. It's all free and open source on GitHub. Caster is a new censor-free podcast host. Files are stored in the Bitcoin SV blockchain, so nobody can delete your audio. It's got an in-app resampling service to keep your costs down too. It's quite neat. We've updated the open privacy section of our podcast pages to check for unique domains. We link to a podcast with one, and more details about why unique domains is probably not a good idea for RSS feeds. And podcast host Fireside's import system now looks for and obeys the podcast locked tag.
Welcome to How to Fix the Internet with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a podcast that explores some of the biggest problems we face online right now.
That's How to Fix the Internet, a podcast miniseries from the EFF that'll consider how current tech policy isn't working well for users and invite experts to join them in imagining a better future. The Come Up is new from the founder of Rockwater, Chris Irwin, who talks to entrepreneurs and executives who are shaking things up and building exciting new companies. Matt Iglesias, who's co-founder of Vox, is to leave the company but will continue to host The Weeds. And they've just launched a mini-series, The Next 4 Years, exploring the challenges and opportunities facing the incoming Biden administration. Fittingly, it runs until Inauguration Day. What are the chances of that? And finally, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm going to hit this city. Got a podcast on the way with the folks at iHeart. It's called Kesha and the Creepies, and it launches on Friday. TikTok, on the clock, and the downloads won't stop. No. Oh, wah, 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 ho. Oh, wah, 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 ho. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.